Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I think someone that is a threat who can hit in the middle of the order and can lengthen our lineup is going to be something that we're going to pursue. That is absolutely a path to improving our team.
With the you said a priority is middle of the order, power bat. What is another priority, top of the list priority going into offseason for you?
Yeah, starting pitching. You know, and particularly someone that we feel like can pitch alongside or slot in behind Garrett, and start a playoff game for us.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll tier off quarterbacks on a Tier Tuesday coming up less than a half hour from now at 11:30. Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston at high noon. And a key for madness at 12:45. That's what's coming up today. Plus your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Bradfoe's going to be on the show tomorrow, Keith.
He sure is.
1 o'clock from Vegas. That's where these meetings are, I think.
Oh, is that right?
I thought that's what Ken's email said yesterday. I should know where this is.
Is it Vegas? I thought these were in Florida. No, maybe it is Vegas.
I forget. I thought that's what I saw.
Either way, very exciting.
But wherever he is, he's going to be a
breaking
real wild
down.
Man joining us tomorrow. Yeah, Bradfoe is out in Vegas for the GM meetings.
Oh, boy.
So he'll be with us tomorrow.
Okay.
Hopefully with some good nuggets from out there at the GM meeting beyond what Breslow just said. But right. you heard him asking Breslow. And Breslow says, discussing a middle-of-the-order bat, there's just something about a middle-of-the-lineup bat that forces another team to game plan against it. And I think that has a compounding effect on the rest of the roster. I know a lot of people have connected that Devers. They need to replace that bat that they lost. And I have no problem with losing it since he was such a horrible teammate. Made the Red Sox worse, made the Giants worse, et cetera. We've been through it a million times.
Yeah.
But you do need to replace that middle-of-the-order bat. I'd even acknowledge that. He says that's on the plan, as is adding somebody who can start alongside or slot in behind Garrett Crochet, start a playoff game for us. He went on to say Brian Baio filled that role last year.
Yeah.
We feel pretty good about 3 through 10. The implication is they're going to go out and get a 2. So who is that? Joe Ryan's the one a lot of people naturally go to. But I'll tell you, Breslow saying the right things yesterday, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Based on his specific track record and the way the Red Sox have acted the last couple of off seasons. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, grade the believability of Craig Breslow in those comments.
Well, higher than it was 2 years ago, because last year they went out and had a good offseason. So, now, they weren't really seriously in on Juan Soto. I refuse to believe that. I never believed it at the time. But what they did was still really good, and it wasn't $700 million on a player, but they went and got Alex Bregman, they got Aroldis Chapman, who neither one of us thought was going to be a great signing, ended up being an awesome signing, and they traded for Garrett Crochet. That's an awesome offseason.
Yep.
Was that 3 All-Stars?
Yeah.
Pretty. I mean, you're not doing all – no team – how many teams are doing that besides the Dodgers? Just going out there and grabbing 3 All-Stars. So that was great. Real quick, though, when I was listening to his comments, this is semantics. middle of the order bat, what would you consider middle of a batting order?
Well, from my childhood, I guess 3, 4, 5.
Right.
But I don't know. A modern day lineup is probably like 2 or 3.
Where does Shohei Ohtani hit?
Oh, leadoff.
Where does Roman Anthony hit?
Good
point. Like nowadays, like the best players lead off, but that's very semantics. I know what he means. I know what he's talking about.
A big bopper.
By the definition of the term, the middle would be 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
That's the middle. Uh-huh. But now it's like all your best hitters usually hit 2, or some teams just say, screw it, we'll have the guy lead off. But we've seen like that would be Kyle Schwarber, that would be Kyle Tucker, that would be Pete Alonso. All three of those guys are available. You got to walk away with one of those guys. Otherwise, I don't know who he's talking about as far as like top end like bats. And then pitchers, I thought it was interesting for him to say alongside Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet, in my mind, has very few peers where you're like, that guy's as good as Crochet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe it's just the words that he chose, but like that's Tarek Skubal. And I know they're saying that he's not going to get traded.
Yeah, Nightingale yesterday
said Skubal and Skenes aren't getting traded.
Skubal and Skenes will not get traded.
Those are the only two guys that are like Garrett Crochet.
That's one guy, but right.
So now he also said, oh, somebody that can start in the playoffs and be like the next guy. Okay, that is more of like a Joe Ryan, right? But like either way, those two things, in addition to bringing back Bregman, that would be a very successful offseason.
I agree with you on that. Rather be golfing. Twitch chat. They need two bats. Well, no. I mean,
what if one of them is Bregman? So that's where I'm like, I don't count Bregman as like, oh, we signed Bregman.
Bring
but like,
back
if he's
Bregman
one of them and a guy.
And add Schwarber, add Alonso. To me, that's enough for your offense. If you lose Bregman, then I agree. Then you need two bats. You need to replace Bregman and you need another bat.
I mean, play this out. If you have Abreu, Anthony, Rafaela in some order in the outfield, and then you have Story, Bregman back, Marcelo Meyer, Pete Alonso, with Narvaez, and then your DH spot is open once again. Maybe it's Yoshida against righties or whatever you want to do. At least it's an open spot, which you kind of wanted that flexibility. That 1 through 9, I'll take that every day. That's fine. And then if you have Crochet at the top of the rotation, followed by whoever you get, and then that allows like Bayo and, you know, whatever else, Connolly Early maybe, Peyton Tolley maybe.
They slot in properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good. I'm not going to go for more than that. That to me would be a big win.
Bayo worked as a number two last year, and I think he can function as that. But if you really want to ratchet up and be all in as a contending team, you got to upgrade that spot. I disagree with Gina in the Twitch chat. Breslow always says the right things and then does diddly poo. Not true.
Well, he did a ton. No, diddly poo at the deadline. He's a bad deadline GM. He's pretty good at the other stuff.
Last year, they pretty much told you what they were going to do, and they did it. Yeah. They went out and got Bregman. They went out and traded for Crochet, and they pretty much told you that. So that's not true.
Yeah.
Now, at the deadline, they were saying the right thing. In fact, he was saying almost the exact same thing he's saying about an impact starter, and he didn't get it done. I mean, that's true. If you want to say at the deadline he hasn't done it, Keith, you said they need to bring in a pinch hitter at the trade deadline every year because he's not great at the deadline. All of that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
To say he normally promises stuff and then doesn't get it done, factually inaccurate. They did that last year in the offseason, and they pretty much delivered on everything they said they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that again, and then we'll get to the trade deadline when we get there. But repeat this. Follow through on your promise in the offseason just like you did last year, and I'll feel pretty good about it. Bring back Bregman, add an impact bat, trade for, or sign, I guess, but trade for a starting pitcher to slot in between Garrett Crochet and Brian Bayo. And you're off and running. And I think all those things are very, very doable if ownership wants to do it.
Well, it always comes down to them, you know, and that's why you wonder, like, what are going to be the big ticket guys? And that's why it feels like, now, everybody always gets overpaid this time of year. Like, that's sort of what happens. That's why you want to become a free agent. Like, 9 times out of 10, a guy's going to get more money than maybe he probably should. And you're kind of, like, surprised by the contract. But because of their ages and where they're at, I feel like Schwarber and Alonso are more in that line of like the Bregman deal that
100%.
You just gave out. So you were willing to give it, you were willing clearly based on last year to overpay average annual to not go long-term deal. Who knows when they're ever going to sign another one of those? Because they were able to lock up some of their guys early, right? Like Roman Anthony, Rafaela, Bayo got these early, Campbell got early deals done. So I don't know when the next $400 million contract is going to come from the Red Sox. It may not ever happen with John Henry, but those guys that are already in their 30s that are going to say, hey, I'll take $35, $40 million a year and I only need 3 years, they could get one of those guys. I'd be disappointed if they don't.
So, me too. And, you know, Bob Nightingale had a lot of good info yesterday. He said that Kyle Tucker will sign with the Yankees, Blue Jays, or Dodgers. So he narrowed it down to those three. And that's according to multiple GMs.
Yankees, Blue Jays, Dodgers. The Blue Jays are actually more of an interest king than the Red Sox are.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays are tied to everybody and get nobody.
Kyle Tucker to the Yankees, Blue Jays, or Dodgers. So I'm with you, Keith. Yeah. Like, that is the equivalent. He's not as good as Juan Soto, but this year's equivalent as the big fish, the big payday. The Red Sox will not get Kyle Tucker. If they do, I'll applaud him. I'll be like, hey, good for you. It's another body in the outfield. They got to figure that out.
His projected contract, so ESPN did all these, is 11 for 418.
Yeah, they're not getting him.
No.
Okay, but I agree with
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
With you 100% on Alonso, Schwarber. I bet neither of those guys get $200 million.
No.
And so that's going to be similar to Bregman last offseason. And that to me is the tier free agent they can be in on. They won't be in on Tucker. They should be, but they won't be. That next tier of Alonso, who I think is a perfect fit and an upgrade on Devers. And then Schwarber, who is not as perfect of a fit given that he's left-handed, but I loved him when he was here, and I'd have no problem with them signing him. To me, that is the kind of tier they should be dabbling in for free agency.
Schwarber's projected contract is 4 for $128.
Honestly, that's nothing.
I know.
And like, that's a steal.
Alonso's is less. He's projected for 4 for $110. I mean, you were just willing to give Bregman essentially, what, 3 for $120?
Yeah, how... Those are the contracts for those guys, and Bregman's going to get 6 180. Like, I just don't buy that.
Well, he's another manager on the field.
I don't buy that.
He can help the guys with their swings.
Like, I don't know. I want Bregman back, and I'm in this weird spot where
it feels like we're talking against him. I want him back too. His projection is 5 for $160, like you're saying. So, like, he's projected for more of those guys. Maybe because Schwarber's really just a DH. Pete Alonso's a first baseman who's not great at first base. Bregman, in theory, is a Gold Glove third baseman. So I guess there's more value there.
Keith, we famously know what I do to get Bregman back here. So I don't want to.
That's too much.
I don't want to paint myself in a corner and say I'm not pro Alex Bregman. I don't get the gap in the projected contract for him versus Alonso and Schwarber. It's probably tied up in the defensive
value.
But
even me, as the biggest Kyle Tucker fan in the East Coast, 418 for him? That doesn't make sense.
So I guess I would hold my nose and give it to him. Yeah. Thank you. I would. Nightingale says, the list for the Kyle Tucker is Yankees, Blue Jays, Dodgers. He says many MLB GMs believe, he doesn't give us a number, but many,
more than one,
believe the Red Sox would be quote-unquote the perfect landing spot for Pete Alonso.
I agree.
I completely agree with that. He said, and I referenced this earlier, Skubal and Skeens will not be traded this offseason. He also mentioned Willie Peralta from the Brewers, who I think some are looking at as another trade candidate if you need another name aside from Joe Ryan. He said he won't get moved this offseason because the Brewers want to run it back and keep him there. So fine, cross that name off the list. And the other item from Nightingale, and there was a lot there yesterday, he says it would be a huge surprise if Jaron Duran is with the Red Sox come spring training.
Makes sense. I mean, that seemed like his name was in like every trade rumor at the deadline. Didn't happen, and it was really for the best that they ended up keeping him because Anthony went down, and who knows what the outfield would have looked like, but... It was just a disappointing season, a really disappointing postseason for him. The outfield's pretty crowded. Somebody's got to go out. I'm, again, open to offers for everybody else other than Roman Anthony, but it just seems like it's kind of inevitable that he's going to be the one out. I mean, 2 years ago, he was such a fun player to watch. He was your leadoff hitter. He played every single day, except for the game that he was told he couldn't play because of what he said to somebody in the crowd. But he played almost every day, and was a leadoff hitter, table setter, getting a bunch of doubles, a bunch of steals, had a little bit of pop, and then just had like a down year across the board last year. He's also older than Abreu and Rafaela, and obviously Roman Anthony. So he does seem like the odd man out. I just wonder, is he a part of like a big trade, or is he a part of just like kind of like a swap and you get a couple good prospects and you just kind of start over?
I wouldn't want to trade him for prospects, honestly.
I'd be frustrated.
I mean, now if it's in conjunction with something else, then come talk to me. But in a vacuum, I don't want to trade him for prospects. I want to trade him for, you know, something on the big league roster that hopefully could help.
Do you have any I don't think this will happen, but there are a couple of pitchers that might check the box that Breslow was talking about that's not a trade, like Dylan Cease or Framber Valdez. Now, you have to pay him, but the thing is, if you trade for Joe Ryan, you're then going to have to in turn pay him. So, like, would you rather do that and not give up anything?
I think it's more likely they trade for one, but would I sign Dylan Cease? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I don't think they're going to pay for a bat and an arm.
Yeah.
Meaning this year, because at least if you're signing him to an extension, you could do it on your terms and structure it the way you want and push that money into the future.
Which is unfortunate.
Like, if you're paying Dylan Cease as a free agent right now, you're paying him a signing bonus and you're giving him money right now. And so,
which is disappointing. And I think another reason why they won't do that is because if Bregman factors in to that, like to us, we don't view it this way, but to John Henry, it'll be like, well, we just signed Bregman, Alonso, and Cease. Like, no way.
Right.
You're like, yeah, but you already had Bregman. Like, you had put money aside for Bregman. You had put money aside for the next 10 years for Devers. You had other guys like Chris Sale and others like coming off the books. Like, you have the ability to do that and still save your money. You can save money. You're not going to be a top five payroll, and you can still get all these guys.
Dark and Stormy Nights in the Twitch chats, as many people are saying.
Many people are saying.
I'd put some stock in a national writer talking to other GMs. If you don't want to put any stock in Breslow saying the right thing,
that's
fine. I mean, reserve your right on that one. I get it. That could be spin. These are GMs off the record to a national writer saying, again, with no ties to Boston, saying that, yeah, the Red Sox and Alonso, that looks like a match. So, I don't know. I'd personally put some stock in that. That's why I thought the Nightingale stuff was interesting. But if you think it's all fluff and the Red Sox are just, you know, putting this out there to hype up the fan base and stupid people like me to fall for it again, fine. Although I fell for it last offseason on Soto.
Yeah, but you're not doing that. Nobody thinks you're getting Kyle Tucker. He's the big name.
But I also thought they were going to sign Bregman, and they did. And they traded for Crochet, which is what you wanted, and they did. I mean, they delivered on some of the stuff they said. Not Soto, but they delivered on quite a bit of it last year. If they were going to pay one or the other, Keith, you're a Cease example as a name. You wanted to pay the bat or pay for the arm?
The bat. I think I want the bat more. I mean, you're putting a lot of pressure on Garrett Crochet to go out there and be as good as he was this year, again next year. But I just think the bat, we saw it last year. You know, if Roman Anthony was there, maybe the lineup obviously does look different, but they still need that other bat, I think. You know, I don't think you're going to get the same season out of Story. Who knows if you even have Bregman? And I don't even count Bregman as, like, an additional bat. I'm sort of saying, like, it along with. That's what I mean. But, yeah, like, so basically, like, if it really came down to, like, Pete Alonso or Dylan Cease, for example, like a guy making about the same amount, plug him in, right-handed bat, first base, hit cleanup, or a number two starter who some years looks like an ace, some years looks more like a number four starter. Right? There's been all over the map with Dylan Cease.
Yep.
I would rather have Alonso or like Schwarber.
Me too. And I think just in a vacuum, you want to pay the bat. I'd agree with you on
that.
You
need home runs.
So I think the takeaway from Toronto, and I don't think the Red Sox are far away at all from the Blue Jays, the takeaway would be they're pitching, I think, hit at the right time.
Yeah, they got Bieber at the deadline.
But they're and Yasavage is just, again, he's he's Peyton Tolley.
Yeah.
He's Connolly early. Yeah, like, right. I mean, he had three regular season starts.
Guy was nails.
So he was a late reinforcement pitching prospect. Tolley's more well-regarded. Like, I think you're not that far away from Toronto's pitching specifically. The lineup you're far away from. So bring in Bregman plus a bat, whether that's Schwarber or Alonso. I think if there's a lesson from the Blue Jays getting
Bo Bichette from them.
That too.
That also would help.
If there's a lesson in getting all the way to Game 7 of the World Series, leading late in that one, and then ultimately losing in heartbreaking fashion, I think that to me is the lesson more so than Toronto's pitching. I'd rather have the bat than the arm. If you got to pick, and unfortunately oftentimes with this ownership group, you got to pick. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Red Sox. Craig Breslow has comments at the GM meetings. They're allowed to sign anybody at any moment, so stay tuned. Go nowhere. Red Sox could be making a big signing before you even know it. Meantime, it is a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off all the quarterbacks. And we mean pretty much all the quarterbacks in the NFL. I think Drake May is going to do pretty well. Let's see where he fits in on a Tier Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.